proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In this session, we conclude our look at the women of valor by seeing how various women in the Old Testament measured up to the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. Solomon wrote in the 12th chapter of Proverbs that, quote, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones," unquote. The virtuous woman of Proverbs chapter 31 certainly made her spouse look better as a consequence of her efforts on behalf of her family and others. However, some wives in the Bible exhibited character flaws which made their husbands' lives absolutely miserable. Take Job's wife, for example. In the second chapter of the book of Job, she advised her husband to, quote, "curse God and die," unquote. He rebuked her for that statement, saying, quote, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh," unquote. After that interchange, Job's wife played no further part in Job's story. She did not even join in commiserating with her husband when he sat amongst the ashes, scraping himself with a potsherd. Then we turn our attention to Jacob's wife, Rachel. According to Genesis chapter 30, Rachel demanded that her husband Jacob was to, quote, "give me children or else I die," unquote. He became angry at her and reproved her. Though Rachel did bear Jacob two children thereafter, he may have lost some of his affection for her. On his deathbed, he stated that he preferred burial with Leah in the cave of Machpelah rather than to be buried with Rachel at Bethlehem Ephrath. Then we turn our attention to women such as Jezebel. She had a thoroughly negative effect upon her spouse, King Ahab of Israel. She even planned and perpetrated the judicial murder of Naboth and his sons so that her royal partner could acquire a parcel of land that he desired. Jezebel may have played a very large part in the degeneration of King Ahab's behavior. The writer of 1 Kings chapter 21 noted that, quote, "There was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up," unquote. Some women, though, did serve as positive influences on their husbands. Esther, for example, persuaded her husband, King Ahasuerus of Persia. She persuaded him to issue a decree countering his previous edict to destroy the Jews living in his domain. Moreover, she introduced her kinsman Mordecai to Ahasuerus, and the Persian king proceeded to make Mordecai his second-in-command instead of Haman. Then we have complicated cases, such as Abigail in the book of 1 Samuel. Her story is told in 1 Samuel chapter 25. David sent emissaries to Abigail's husband, Nabal, asking him to provide supplies to he and his men. Nabal rejected their request, churlishly asking, quote, "Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse?" He also stated that, quote, "There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master." From Nabal's perspective, David was no better than a rebellious slave. When his wife Abigail heard about what had transpired, she nullified her spouse's decision. Without telling Nabal about what she was doing, Abigail sent foodstuffs to David. She even alluded to her husband as, quote, "a man of Belial," unquote, accusing him of folly. After Nabal learned about what Abigail had done, giving supplies to David and his men, after Nabal learned about that, we read that, quote, "the Lord smote Nabal, that he died," unquote. Abigail acted without Nabal's knowledge, much less his consent. In that, she did contravene his authority. She did not, so to speak, do him good all the days of her life. Yet, the writer of 1 Samuel 25 described Abigail as, quote, "a woman of good understanding," unquote. She certainly possessed the characteristics of a virtuous woman. In this instance, though, her action may raise questions about whether she acted wisely. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.